Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining today's TR90 Weight Management Call. My name is Frank Lomas. I'm your host today, and I'm joining you from my home in Lompoc, California, 54 miles north of Santa Barbara on California's beautiful Central Coast. My background before NewsGain was a workaholic mortgage broker and a small business owner, and I now enjoy what I call my carpet commute, walking one bedroom to another to grow my social media business. In my youth, I competed in the one events of bodybuilding and weightlifting, and I stay active today with regular weightlifting, walking, and calisthenics. These calls occur at 6:40 to 6:55 a.m. Pacific Time, Monday through Friday. To listen live, call 712-775-8972. Wait for the prompt and enter PIN code 910-022. Our panel makes these calls to support your efforts with the AgeLock TR90 program, based on three program components clinically shown to help you look leaner and healthier in 90 days. The primary components are product, eating, and exercise. So contact your personal NewsGain representative or NewsGain product support for more details on the program, and check in here each weekday for tips to help you stay connected and informed. You can find an archive of these calls on SoundCloud.com or your favorite podcast app by searching for either TR90 or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S. Today, a little be about eating a little bit. It's 13 snacks you should never eat that are the worst for your body. It's a couple-month-old story found on Craft Your Happy Place online. I'm not even sure how I find some of these places. But anyway, obviously, the Internet's a vast territory there. But anyway, this article here, 13 snacks you should never eat that are the worst for your body. Indulging in a tasty snack is a universal pleasure. It could be a movie night treat, a mid-meal nibble, or simply a craving. The great thing is that nutritious snacks can be equally delectable and fulfilling is their less healthy alternatives. Not all snacks are the same. Some are truly harmful to your health. And so here are 13 snacks to avoid for the sake of your well-being. Knowing the risks involved is important to help you make the best choice of foods. Sugary cereals, we've heard that one before. These aren't just for breakfast anymore, but with the amount of sugar packed into these, you might as well be spooning up candy. The high sugar content can lead to weight gain, diabetes, and heart disease. As a child, I loved probably the sugariest one of all was sugar-coated cornflakes, frosted flakes, was my favorite as a kid. Let's see here. Next, big surprise, potato chips. Crunchy, salty, utterly addictive, chips contain unhealthy trans fat and sodium. These contribute to high blood pressure, harmful cholesterol levels, and increased risk of heart disease and stroke. Candy bars. Sure, they taste great, but candy bars are sugar bombs. It can lead to weight gain and a host of other health issues. They offer zero essential nutrients, just a quick, dangerous sugar high. I was never much of a candy bar guy as a kid. Let's see, microwave popcorn. I don't eat microwave popcorn anymore. I'm off the hook on that one. Microwave popcorn. It's a movie night favorite, but most microwave popcorns contain trans fat and artificial additives. These increase harmful cholesterol levels and have been linked to several health issues, including cancer. Instant noodles. Convenient? Yes. Nutritious? No. Instant noodles are high in sodium and unhealthy fats and lack the essential ingredients your body needs for proper digestion and overall health. Every once in a while, I think we have raw ramen. Rarely have ramen, but not very frequently. Oh, I'm okay on this one. Sodas. Liquid sugar at its finest. Regular consumption can lead to weight gain, diabetes, and heart disease, plus the high acid content can wreak havoc on your teeth. Oops, what happened here? There we go. Packaged pastries. Those sweet, delicious pastries may be tempting, but they're packed with added sugars, unhealthy fats, and artificial preservatives. All bad news for your heart and your waistline. Fruit snacks. Don't let the word fruit fool you. These snacks are often just sugar and artificial flavors shaped into fun forms. They lack fiber and essential nutrients, leading to poor digestion and malnutrition. Processed cheese products. Cheese in a can or individually wrapped slices. These are loaded with unhealthy fats and sodium, contributing to high blood pressure and an increased risk of heart disease. Fried snacks. These snacks, from fried chicken to deep fried desserts, contain unhealthy trans fat and added sugars. They are a fast track to bad cholesterol and heart problems. I've been eating bacon a lot lately because I learned how to do it in the microwave, so I need to cut back maybe a little. Might probably fall in that category. Ice cream. Delicious? Yes. But most store-bought ice creams are packed with added sugars and unhealthy fats. Regular indulgence can lead to weight gain and other health issues. Let's see what's the next one here. Energy bars. Marked as healthy, many energy bars are candy bars in disguise. High in sugars and artificial additives, and they can do more harm than good. Processed meats. Think hot dogs, sausages, and deli meats. These are high in sodium and unhealthy fats and contain preservatives linked to cancer and other health issues. Next time you reach for a snack, pause and think about what you're putting into your body. Your health is worth it. Opt for whole, unprocessed foods whenever possible and give these 13 snacks the boot. You're taking a big step forward to a healthier, happier you by making these small changes. Honestly, your body will thank you. Quick recap, see if I can do this in reverse. We ended with processed meats, so going back in, just so you make a note. Energy bars, not that great for you. Ice cream, nope. Let's see here. Fried snacks, not good. Processed cheese. Cheese in a can or wrap slices. Fruit snacks, those fruit rolls aren't that healthy for you. They taste really good and yummy, but eating candy, basically. Packaged pastries. Sodas, everybody knows those have been bad on the list for a long time, don't you? Instant noodles, microwave popcorn, candy bars, potato chips, no surprise there, and we started with sugary cereals, things you might want to avoid if you want to stay healthy and fit. All right, these calls are recorded on SoundCloud.com, SoundCloud.com. You can find us there or your favorite podcast app by searching for either TR90, our product name, or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S. So I want to thank you for joining us. Let's go ahead and open up the call here. Work my way over there.
Thank you, Frank. That was good. Popcorn, microwave popcorn was a surprise to me. I wouldn't have thought that one, but there we go. Learn something new every day.
I think I showed up on a couple of lists in the past occasion, and some of the process really makes it not so good for you. Because they don't say just don't eat popcorn. It's apparently microwave popcorn. But I would have thought the stuff that you put in the... I remember my mom putting just butter or oil in a pan and putting popcorn in there and popping it from a pot years ago. So then when you had too much... The way you made it then was bad for you. So I don't know. Who knows? Everything
maybe,
in moderation.
Maybe it's the way that it's packaged and what's like that little heating packet off the bottom of the bag.
Yeah.
That's supposed to cause it to pop. Maybe that's releasing something that it's not supposed to be good for us. That would be my guess.
I think too that although they're warning tape. Everybody, you indulge every night, just do it in moderation, very infrequently. I have I'm lactose intolerant, so ice cream and myself don't get along that well, but I still eat ice cream every once in a while, just because, hey, you want to treat for yourself, but, for me, that's maybe two or three times a year, so I don't think that's going to do that much damage to me, but if you're eating down in ice cream every single week, you're going to have other issues and going on, and some weight gain you probably have, so it's moderation.
So tomorrow we're still talking about how to get up and down off the floor without using your hands or your knees, and what you can do to improve that. In fact, that is a health mobility thing. So there we are.
My favorite method is I just don't get down on the floor anymore.
Well,
so I don't have to get up.
In this book, they say because our hip flexors freeze up and we start having knee and back issues and hips pain in our hips, that actually getting down and up off the floor is good for us because it actually releases all of the things that freeze up because we've been sitting upright in chairs for long periods of time. So, or car seats or, you know, whatever it is that we're sitting in that would cause that. So it's actually better for us to get on fire.
Yeah, I still do push-ups and other calisthenic exercises on the floor, but I just noticed that I don't jump up and down as quickly as I did in my younger days, getting down on that floor mat anymore. You know, okay, I contemplate the moves a little more as I mature. Well, all right. Hey, everybody, thank you for joining us. Won't keep you any longer here. We'll let you get on with your day. Go out and make it a great day. Susan will close out the week for us tomorrow on Friday, and, of course, I'll be back here next week on Tuesday. Looking forward to seeing you then. Go out and make it great. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. You too, Frank.
All right. Take care.